Welcome back to The Conversation, a podcast for and about women in business. I'm your host, Gina Simeone. Conversation is sponsored by Single Throw Marketing, a Google Premier Partner digital marketing agency. If you're looking to invest your marketing dollars rather than just spend your marketing dollars, check us out at singlethrow.com for more information. Today, I have the pleasure with talking with Christina O'Leary. Christina is an experienced healthcare professional and branding expert with a strong background spanning over 25 years in the healthcare industry. Welcome, Christina. We're so happy to have you on the conversation today.
Thank you for having me. It is an honor to actually be part of this with you.
Tell me, so you came from Spring Hills Assisted Living. Tell me a little bit about who they are.
So Spring Hills is a senior living organization, but they, over the years that I've been with them, which is almost 20 years, they grew their business. Alex had always wanted to really be where the services were needed. And so one of the first areas after he had acquisitions and built a business for Spring Hills, the assisted living side of it, he decided to get into home care. And so we created our very own home care organizations. We started off in Florida and then expanded our businesses to each of the states that we were already owned and operated assisted living communities. So that became New Jersey, Florida, Virginia, Ohio. And then we actually expanded out when we partnered with somebody for our Poets Walk locations, which was our kind of first like build from the ground up locations. And they are all dedicated to memory care. So it's an assisted living facility organization, but it's dedicated solely to memory care. So they're smaller communities, so they can manage memory care better than they could in a larger location. And so then we expanded out to Texas and Nevada. And so now the company operates over six states.
Wow. So really,
that doesn't even include, you know, we have another business, home care in New York. So that's another, you know, state that, you know, we're also vested interest in.
So you've worked in the senior living community for quite some time.
Yes, I've been in the space for a very long time as we've been growing. We went through a small period of time where we purchased post-acute care, long-term care communities right before the pandemic. And during the pandemic, it just wasn't a very good fit for us and our organization. So shortly after the pandemic, we divested those properties as well. So as quickly as we got into it, we got out of it and, you know, made better decisions for the company and sticking in, you know, our sweet space.
Nice. Okay. So you have recently transitioned to a different role and company, but still under the umbrella. Tell me a little bit about that.
So it's not under the full umbrella. It's under, you know, the ownership. Alex Markowitz is the president CEO of Spring Hills. And under kind of this organization, there, we had our very own kind of branding department. And okay. During the pandemic, or just after the pandemic, when we were divesting the properties that we had recently acquired, and then I had a team that grew pretty quickly because of that acquisition. I was managing a team of five. We had to then divest the properties, and we also, then I had to downsize my department. And during that period of time, it was the beginning of 2021, I suggested that rather than letting go of the talent that I had acquired in my branding department, that I would be willing to leave because I was had the highest pay salary, but I didn't have the skill set that my entire team had from graphic design, digital media, and just all of the creative talents and the programming that they use to be creative. It just wasn't my space. I actually have a degree in exercise science. So I have developed a career over the course of time. I was having a very different degree. I guess the common influence or the common space was being in healthcare is the common space between my exercise degree and what I've been doing. But they had the talent. And that was my initial first reaction was, okay, well, you know, why don't we let go of me? You keep the talent because that's going to be what carries the company through and that's better for the company. And at the time, they weren't really ready to make that decision. But that's kind of when the concept first came about to kind of take us from being corporate overhead to being a revenue generating business.
Right. So then you had this vision to evolve the company. And so tell me about how that happened and kind of came to fruition over the past few years.
I hired an amazing graphic designer. She's more than just graphic design. I mean, she's got just an eye for attention and detail, and is just really great at what she does. Crystal Pratt, she is our now executive creative director. But then I had hired her as a director of branding and media. So my title was VP of branding media. I hired her as a director of branding and media, and that was in the middle of the pandemic. So I met her, you know, outside at a park, did an interview, and brought her on board. Without her, I don't think I would have had a vision or combined vision to say, hey, we can do this on our own and generate revenue versus just being part of an inside, department inside another organization. So with that said, I think that it was an inspiration based on her ability to say, hey, we can do this together. I don't know that I would have done this venture without her by my side and now kind of leading the creative team.
Gotcha. Okay, very interesting. So when you were at Spring Hills, you kind of had one brand identity and, you know, responsibilities and things of that nature. And as, you know, as your years progressed there and you started to come up with this vision for the next step and the next company, you kind of were able to reinvent yourself a little bit. Tell me about how, you know, you can kind of do that when you've been somewhere for so long and in a certain position and how you can evolve past that and make it, you know, into what your vision is.
So I started off with Spring Hills as a director of sales and marketing in Morristown. And during that time, there was no policy and procedures in place on what was going on, like inside my role. So as I was learning my role, I was creating policies and procedures because that's what I had done in my fitness space. And 5 years after I graduated at University of Delaware, I was in a smaller corporate fitness organizations, and it was a team of three people. You had a morning shift, a afternoon shift, and then the evening shift to allow people from the business to get their exercise in kind of on site. And if you weren't there, who was going to teach the next person as a substitute to fill your shoes? So I had started creating policies and procedures then. And that's kind of where the development of creating organization and structure within a department started. Was taking that kind of skill set and bringing it over to Spring Hills in just my office. And then my office became overseeing the front desk and developing policies and procedures for how your guests are greeted in that first experience, that first impression. That morphed into me taking what I did in my role and being promoted to a regional director of sales and marketing and overseeing three locations to bringing that same plug and play playbook of organization policies, procedures to other locations in order for them to be successful, in order for them to have structure within their day on, you know, how you follow up with people, what kind of information are you taking down, getting them to convert from a call to a tour, getting them to convert from a tour to a move-in. So it was creating policies and procedures and just sheer organization and systems to make sure that you can be successful in that space. And from there, I was then asked to come into the corporate office under recruitment. So recruitment is just another form of sales, but there was no department, there was no structure. And I created that internal recruiting department, which is still in existence today, but they're larger now that they have more people kind of in that department. So it's really the skill set of just taking, seeing a need for people to recreate what you do in order for that department to grow into something larger.
You kind of used all of your skill sets and just, you know, were able to apply them to different things, of course, within reason.
I still can't do graphic design. I mean, give me a PowerPoint and I can pop some pictures in there, but
yeah. I mean, we can't do anything that's way too above our pay grade, but yes, no. Using your skills and being able to apply them to different things and help to evolve the company in different departments and aspects is really great. And it's so wonderful that you had the opportunity to do so. So now you are with Bedrock 360.
Yes, Bedrock 360 Media Productions is who I'm with now.
Okay.
And I'm still with Crystal. Crystal's there with me. And Sierra Karazi, we hired her on, I guess it was 2022. She's still with us. We all moved over to this company together. We built it together because we gelled so well as a team and we had structure and organization. And I got to say, Crystal brought in utilizing a project management system that we weren't using before. And that helped to further enhance our ability to organize our projects, turn them around and meet our deadlines. And so, you know, that was an added bonus to, learning something new. Again, applying kind of a way of organizing things, but in like a new system. And now you become accountable because you've got tracking on that.
Yes, it's so important, especially, you know, when you're trying to keep track of everything when it comes from processes and marketing. So kind of segueing a little bit. So you said you were a director of sales and marketing. So you have a lot of marketing background in your skill set. And I know that previously, you know, you worked with multiple marketing companies, one of them being Single Throw Marketing. So tell me a little bit about, you know, we're very big on processes and all of those things, but, you know, tell me about how digital marketing is so important in the healthcare space.
I mean, digital marketing in the healthcare space is huge. I mean, it's huge everywhere, but for our audience, we're looking to connect with somebody emotionally. And so it's how you manage to create the right content in the right format and be able to connect with them. And I think that's across any organization, any business, and people learn different ways and they're attracted to different forms of collecting their information. So being able to, I'll research something. So I want to go on Google and I want to type in a couple words and get the information I want. I want to be able to read it and digest it. A lot of people like to watch a video and kind of listen to it, see it play so they can learn, you know, what that organization does. Like, so for us, one of our key videos when we started doing video was actually utilizing it in a way of getting testimonials and having family members tell our story versus us telling the story, because it's obviously more authentic. As I go back to kind of like the beginning part when there was an avatar answering questions, it just felt so inauthentic. But if you can tell somebody a story because someone's experiencing it, so you've got that form of media. You've got written testimonial that might show up on someone's website based on something, you know, that they said or they wrote into you, and utilizing that as like, you know, oh, maybe one day I can reach out to that person as a reference to see how well did they take care of my mom or how well did they take care of my dad. But you have to be able to be found. The other aspect is connecting that. So is, families rely on their physicians for a lot of it. So, you know, there's a portion of marketing that's business development. It's that relationship building with the professionals that you are working with. It's the relationship building that you are making with other family members, that customer experience. Because if you are inside a community and you don't give your client, your customer, your resident a good experience, well, they're going to hear about that way more than they're going to hear about, the positive experience they had. And then if it's so bad, they're going to go on and leave reviews. So it's a process. It, like, part of managing your reputation is encouraging reviews online. So now family members have, with digital media, I mean, you've got emails coming into you, you're Googling things, you're looking at their ratings, you're looking to see what people are saying about it. And then you're trying to find out, well, what other information do they have out there for me? Are they an expert in their field? Are they cited as that? So then you've got content writing that you're creating out there on your website. So the more you have the right type of content information on your site and the different means of getting to your website from that content, whether it's social media marketing, whether it's a video on YouTube, whether now it's, you know, TikTok and the Reels and Instagram, how are they seeing you? It's just being in the right space at the right time to get the message across.
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And something our CEO says often is people don't share your brand because they like your brand. They share your brand because they like their friends. And, you know, it's so important to make sure that when you're doing these testimonials, you know, they obviously like your brand so much that they want to share it with their friends because they want them to experience the same thing. So yeah, in all aspects.
Those testimonials are your original influencers, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People that are sharing their experience about a business and they're not afraid to talk about it. I mean, that's where the influencing started.
I know, especially with video, you know, now everything is video. You have these reels and TikToks and all the things, and video testimonials are really getting a lot of traction on YouTube and your website. So that's really kind of, you know, to include video marketing in your marketing plan is almost essential, especially with healthcare.
But the back end that people are missing is that, yes, there's what everybody can see on the front end, but how is it working, right? So are you really getting the metrics that you need to see the conversions? And I think that from my experience, you know, working with Single Throw, that was one of this, you know, one of your sweet spots is not only did you put the reports together, you showed where traffic was coming from, and you had a process of saying, hey, we could get more if we did it differently here. And you would be suggesting new ways of getting not just an audience or not just a lead, but more qualified leads. And you would be looking and studying and fine tuning it, which is not something that every company actually offers up to do, which surprises me.
Who knew? Who knew?
Who knew? That was not a common practice.
I mean, it's, you know, the back end part of it is really, I'd say, the hardest part with marketing, especially talking with people who aren't educated in the marketing field because that's not their field. But, you know, they kind of look at Google as magic. You know, you think about something and then all of a sudden it pops up on your phone and they're like, well, I don't know how that happens. And there's a whole rhyme and reason why it's happening on the back end, you know, through targeting and search engine optimization efforts. And so, you know, a lot of that is hard to convince people that that's what they need when you can't see it front and center in the shiny thing. So it's important for, you know, marketing experts like yourself to be aware of these things.
Yeah. I mean, understanding the key metrics that are allowing your business to thrive and perform. And what are you doing with that information? You know, you can collect it, but then if you don't do anything, like you said, you mentioned like remarketing, retargeting, like if you don't do anything with that information that you've just collected to get it back in front, then you're not in the right space at the right time because their process, the customer's journey could have been interrupted. So they may have been looking for you. They may have been ready for it. And then, you know, like me, I'll get a phone call from a kid and then I'm like, oh shoot, I got to go take care of that. And then you got to come back to it, you know, and you might come back to it. You know, that was like, you know, your lunch break at 12 o'clock and now you're not getting back to it till after 9 o'clock when kids go to bed or they're, you know, off doing their own TikToking and whatnot with their friends.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you have to stay up on it. And, you know, we say that, you know, people have the attention span of a goldfish, which is less than 7 seconds. So if you don't capture in the moment and you don't get them when they're looking, they're going to your competitors.
Sure. And then when they're rethinking about it and the competitor is in front of them, like, oh, squirrel moment, let me go look at this one, even though I was just looking at this other organization.
Right.
The moment is in front of them. They're like, oh, let me check this one out. And they forgot all about you already because you're not back in front of their face when they need you.
Exactly. So getting in front of the right people at the right time is super, super important.
I think that, so we were talking about kind of reinventing yourself and kind of the journey that people go on and what, let's get that into like influencer marketing, right? Had some personal experiences that, you know, my social media for me is my journal. Working in healthcare, I know that my memory could go, right? So I don't have time to scrapbook like I used to, cut things out, print my pictures, make notes in like a, you know, cute little scrapbook like my mom used to do for me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have time to do that as a mother of three, an executive. I did it when I had my first child and then the second child had like one book and then the third, I was like, oh gosh, I better get something together. So Facebook for me, you know, they have great programs and be like, oh, let's wrap your year up and get these great pictures that you've posted. Like for me, it's my personal scrapbook, but it's also a reminder of my life and my journey. And I've had my own personal ups and downs with, you know, and since I've been with Spring Hills, who's been my rock, my support system, my constant. You know, I got married, I had three children, I got divorced, I had parents that, you know, had healthcare issues. I lost my parents, I got engaged, I got remarried, I got divorced again. And through all of that, you know, Spring Hills was my rock and my stable. Having a career was stable, but also putting my journey out there became an inspiration for other women to be strong, to make decisions that are better for them and their families. And, you know, it's not a badge of honor to go through a divorce. Absolutely not. It's not my message whatsoever. But to have the confidence to know that you can rebuild and start all over, I think is really where the inspiration comes, even from, you know, my fitness journey. You know, you go through pregnancies and your weight goes up and down and stuff like that. And that's always been another kind of constant in my life. And I find that I have friends that will comment and it'll inspire them because they're struggling on their, you know, kind of wellness journey or making personal space and time. Cause my fitness for me is mentally, it helps me to refocus. It also kind of calms me. It also puts me in a more inspiring, like my internal inspiration. If I go out there and I get a run in or I get some weights in, then I'm like, all right, I'm ready to re-hit what I need to focus on and get to it. I find that my friends that are watching my journey are inspired by some of the things that I do. So I do it not only for myself, I do it for my kids to be a good role model so that they learn how to navigate life through the ups and downs and then be able to put their best foot forward. I mean, I'm lucky that my three kids, they're all smart. They have great grades. They, you know, are in honors classes. They're in sports. They're doing all the right things, even though I've taken them as part of my journey through my ups and downs, and they've had to navigate my own ups and downs, and they're doing it with stride. So, you know, kind of maintaining a healthy lifestyle and living for them and showing them that you can be a mom, you can, you know, stay healthy, you can pursue career goals. All of that, I think, is really, you know, important to share, you know, like not bottle it up. So for me, I share my journey online because it's my journey and I never want to forget it. But I also know that it does help other people.
That's amazing. Good for you for making these goals and achieving it and really getting after it. It's definitely something to be inspired by.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And thank you for sharing your story with us and talking about your journey. We really appreciate you taking the time to come on, and we hope wonderful things for you and Bedrock and Spring Hills to come.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of The Conversation. You can follow us anywhere podcasts are found or on Instagram at The Conversation with an H-E-R. Check us out on LinkedIn as well. This podcast is sponsored by Single Throw Marketing, a Google Premier Partner digital marketing agency. When you're looking to get not only found, but chosen, check us out at singlethrow.com. I'm your host, Gina Simeone. Until next time, thanks for listening.